Jared went to see Jelly Roll in concert, and something that Jelly Roll did during his performance shocked not only everybody that was there to see him, but also Jelly Roll himself.
He was singing his song, I Am Not Okay.
Yeah.
And he was at a venue, holds like 2,000.
Mm-hmm. Which is small for him.
And it was a favor thing, and you don't get on the thing, but it's a favor. It really was legit favor and saying thank you to a specific person, and they did the whole thing for that reason, because obviously he's just sold out every Coliseum he goes to, an arena and whatever. And so he's like, this is the first time I've been actually able to see people while I'm performing in a long time. And during the song, you see he reached over to the crowd, and somebody had him like a little sliver of paper, and he read it, and he started crying. And he could not. He had to stop singing. And I have a little bit of audio of it. And then he shares, you know, what was on the piece of paper. And he could not get it together. So at this point, he's walking away from the mic, and he's going to the back of the stage, and his back is to the audience. He's trying to compose himself. But when he turned around, but when he started reading, he was trying to sing, you could see his eyes well up and start tearing. And I'm like, look, he's crying. He's crying. Like, get a video. Oh, of course.
Right.
And he's, you can tell he's trying to, like, can I start singing again?
Jelly.
I'm like, is he going to sing again? Stage.
Sorry, I didn't see that one coming. Thank you all. That was cool.
And he's just trying to compose himself.
What was it?
So somebody on the piece of paper, it's like the there's like 200 people apparently that all had these slivers of paper, and they said, we were not okay, and listening to you has helped us be okay.
Oh,
and it just like,
yeah.
And he can see the people, and there's people like holding up how long they've been sober, like all the stuff he talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and there's little kids in the front. I mean, so I think it's just him actually being, he said, this is the first time I've been able to see
like
people.
Like the play on words of the song that he's I'm not okay, but it's going to be all right song.
Yeah. And so he's trying to get together here, and he gets it together a little bit. So he holds the mic out to the audience because he can't get it together.
Oh, wow.
You see, he tried to sing again there, and he couldn't
do it.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. And he's had some F-bombs, so we made sure to get rid of that. But he was like,
yeah, but I almost thought that was just cooler. When you
I loved it.
The audience picking it up. You know, I love that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And I was like, I finagled my way. I've actually bought tickets. Oh,
what?
Like a commoner.
You? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I know, but I definitely could have got you tickets and probably meet and greet for that. But you told me, Jared tells me, swear to you, tells me yesterday after the show, hey, can you find out if you can get a set up an interview with Jelly Roll? I'm like, now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I think he's doing a sound check right now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I even said, I don't expect it. I know it's less
than
1%.
Why did you wait so late?
Because I wasn't going to go. I forgot about it. I made friends with one of the security guards one time. He was the one to tell me how Beyonce treated him like trash.
Uh-huh.
So we bonded over that and how much he hates Beyonce.
Did you bring that up right to his face again?
Yeah, I was like, hey, man. He's like, hey. Super nice guy.
Hey, what's up, Beyonce sucks?
Yeah, I was like, Beyonce, she's the worst. Illuminati, what? And he was like, and then he saw, and I was with Anna, we're standing there, and we're like crunched in, because it's standing room only.
Uh-huh.
And like, seriously, starting, like, everyone, if you need to go pee, you might as well pee in your pants, because it's like.
Do you understand why I peed in my pants so many times at White Stripes Panic concerts? Well, it's easier than going to the bathroom.
It's also probably the people that went to that concert. They're all doing it, too.
We're
not going to use the bathroom. We're just going to pee on the floor.
Yeah, we like
that. That's not what we're talking about right now, Jason, okay?
And he kind of gave me the heads up. He, like, kind of nodded at me, and he was standing kind of by the stage.
He's like, is that my twin?
Who's that?
No, not Jelly Roll, but the security guard. I was like, man, yeah. And he goes, aren't you with the radio station? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, hey, come with me. And then he had a police officer escort me backstage.
What was the giveaway that you were with the radio station? The fact that it said, I am Jared from Jared and Katie in the morning, the shirt that you wear?
Was it the name tag?
Yeah, you would think. I wish I thought about that. I'm wearing what I wore last night.
Yeah,
today.
I can always tell when you've.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
wait a minute.
100%.
You're wearing the same clothes as the concert?
Yeah.
I put it on for the concert only, and I'm like, eh.
You'll notice the same trend after Tanger Chest.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, comes in the exact same outfit.
I would die.
I give it a sniff test and I lay it down.
I don't know.
There's
a
no
sniff
way
test.
You weren't sweating. No, it's not.
Exactly. Did you meet him?
Huh?
Did you meet him?
No, but I went backstage and they said, come over here. There's more space here. And then I'm basically standing on the stage the whole concert.
Yeah, I saw that. Nice. The only problem I had, I was going to let you know.
Jared's being there?
No, standing the way he was standing so close is the way you are standing is not always the best acoustically because I just know how the PA type system works.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're not hearing every instrument exactly right. You might not hear his voice as loud and whatnot. And I think the recording you just had I think it sounded a lot better when you were there than that recording. Probably.
Oh, yeah, it does. The recording doesn't sound anything. It sounded good for
the most
part.
It's where the speakers. I notice it all the time. Even when you go to bars, if they don't have it set, if you're behind the speaker, you're not hearing the monitor. So it's almost like Ashley Simpson, which you couldn't hear herself lip sync, and Mariah Carey. That's what it causes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
And the reverb is, and then you go deaf, and then you can't hear anything.
No, yeah, exactly.
Because it's so loud.
I'm standing right there. So I'm standing right next to the stage. So like when he comes over, he's six feet away from me.
Did he sweat on you?
He did.
I bet there was a lot of sweat.
He lost 100 pounds recently.
Yeah, and you can tell.
I have a video of him. He's like, you want to see a fat guy dance? And he's like dancing across the stage. I'm like, this dude can move.
Yeah.
I mean, he had great energy the whole time.
Can you not tell, though? Because I just saw...
Yes, you could totally tell.
His face...
He's sweating a lot less.
Yeah, his face looks very... compared.
Right.
You know, he's lost 100, so his face is very slim.
He could lose another 100, right?
He could, yeah. I think.
But you got to be careful, Matt, because if you...
Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just always know a slam's coming.
Yeah.
It's not a slam.
Because
Matt has lost 100 pounds.
He has.
If you go too much, it can make you look old in the face.
Yeah, but... I think losing the weight for someone like Jelly Roll is probably going to enhance his life.
Or let him become old.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying.
Jelly Roll also had that Need a Favor, his big first hit. That was a number one song on rock as well, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, it's a number one song on rock. That was considered also a rock song.
I can see it.
Yeah, because he was explaining his musical background and what he heard in his house. And it was country started. Rap, rock,
gospel, a little bit of gospel. You can feel
that
in there.
A little bit up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can hear it, obviously in his songs and stuff.
Not in a condescending way, like in an inspirational way.
Mm-hmm.
But like people are like crying, people are laughing. I mean, he's got a talent. He's really, I think, being vulnerable and sharing the things he's dealt with, and then he's very talented
and thankful.
And thankful.
Oh man,
he was like, oh, and this is my backup singer, and she's so talented, and da 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 da. Like, I mean, he went above and beyond. Saying thank you, and through the crowd a million times.